Estrada title, Torrens title, old system title, and we're going to teach you today about community title. Stay tuned, we're going to talk about a title that is very, very cool. That was a bit nerdy how I said community title's cool.
Well, you know, if a lot of people don't know about it, then I'm sure it could be cool. New information for them.
It is. And you know what? If you are looking up what is community title, a bloody hard thing to get to the bottom of. So it's nice to have something like this on social media. What's brought it up today, Xanthony, is you're dealing with it at the moment. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we've just listed a townhouse in Warriewood that is part, it's a Torrens title townhouse, but it is a community title townhouse as well. And so just the people were asked, any inquiries that I've been dealing with, I've had a lot of questions in the way of, is it strata title or is it Torrens title? And my response is, it's actually community title, which then opens the floodgates to a lot of questions. As I found out more recently, a lot of people don't actually know what community title is. So I thought, you know what? Let's just make it our topic of discussion for this morning and just get into that nitty-gritty and explain succinctly and nicely what is a community title.
Aha! So what is it?
It is a hybrid between Torrens title and strata title. So you own the land, you own the structure on the land, but you also have a contribution to communal areas within your community. So in this instance with the townhouse in Warriewood, yes, you have your townhouse that you need to maintain and upkeep, but you have a levy contribution that goes to the communal areas, of which in this case it's the driveway.
Does it cost more than strata title?
Does it cost more? I don't think so, personally. Well, you're still paying out of your own pocket expenses for the maintenance of your property. You still need to do the gutters. You still need to do your lawns. You still need to do the downpipes and things like that. And then you have a small contribution that goes to those communal areas. So in this case, the quarterly levies are $228 to go to the maintenance upkeep of the driveway.
For a $1.9 million house.
Yes.
And we've got Luke Maroney, who I reckon would be a bit of an expert with community title, so you better be careful, otherwise he's going to correct you.
Well, I welcome it. You know, I'm not perfect with everything that I say, so if Luke's got things to say, then jump on in.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it is really effectively like a hybrid between your Torrens title and your strata title, and it's just a smush of them both together, and it allows you much more flexibility and freedom over a strata title.
And I think practically, pragmatically, you've got to think about it as a purchaser and as a seller and as a person. You've got to say, okay, when I am on a road, a state road or a government road, and I drive onto a block of land, very easy, that is going to be Torrens title. There's nothing shared with anybody. It's between you and the government. So you drive from the government road over the footpath or into the driveway onto your land. Build what you want, you know, within codes, and off you go. But what happens if it's 10 blocks of land, that have a driveway down the side of them that the developer put in? So you're going from a government road, local council, state council, and you're actually going down a long meandering driveway that was done by the developer, and then the developer did 10 blocks of land. how do you handle that driveway? Who owns that driveway or that right of way? Who maintains that driveway right away, particularly when there's 10 people there? So do you want to strata it? Probably not. That's a little bit complicated because strata's, you know, for blocks of, you know, 3, 10, 20, 50, whatever, and they have, you know, a lot more common areas. This really has one little old common area. And normally it's asphalt. So, you know, what do you have to maintain on asphalt or what do you have to, you know, or tar? You know, it's a road. So the ideal way is to transition people onto their block over a community title road. I think if you think of it just of that way, of okay, how would we get around this? That's how they've got around it. So for the consumer out there, I think it's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing. You've got lots of flexibility with your house or maybe a townhouse. That you know you're maintaining it, you don't have to answer to other people and stuff like that with a lot of with most stuff, but then you got the protection of another thing we should mention, Anthony, is sometimes in that community title there's a necessity to keep stuff consistent, so they will say what,
well they might be bylaws around what color you can paint the facade of your house. They might want to keep it to a neutral shade of blues, and you might not be able to paint your house magenta pink like you would want to.
Yeah. And I think that you'd probably put that in as a developer to protect the consumers from other people going ham, going crazy with doing stuff to their property. Do you know what I mean? So it's actually a mutatis mutandis. Oh,
well, I don't know what that means, but
vice versa. It sort of protects you as well as restricts you from doing a silly paint or something like that. So, the bottom line out of today is thumbs up to community title. It's a great title. It's the closest thing that you're going to get to Torrens title, where it has some sort of sharing of something with other lot owners. And I think it's been a lot more common these days than in the olden days, because in the olden days, they sort of whacked a road, a bit like a kidney. They whacked a road down the middle, they whacked a road down the side, they whacked lots of roads, and you could put lots of roads going onto state or council land. The subdivisions were much more simpler. Now the subdivisions tend to be getting a bit more complicated because the state roads are already in, the government roads are already in. They're like, okay, well, how do we shoot down to those 10 blocks? We've got to do somewhat of a private road, hence it may be a, you know, I've seen community title, Zenith Gardens in French's Forest. They did luxury homes and they did a gated estate. And they did a gym and they did a clubhouse for the 40 houses in the estate, and they gated the estate. So once you went beyond the gates of that estate, they were absolutely beautiful homes. They were protected by the gate. Who runs the gate opener? Who runs the intercom, the electricity for the intercom? Who runs the clubhouse? Who runs the gym? The community title ran all those things.
It's a great little title that is, like you said, is becoming more and more popular. So if you can get your head around a lot of what we've spoken about today, it certainly is the next best thing after that Torrens title. You still have all that flexibility, all that freedom. You own the land, you own the lot, and it's just a small levy contribution at the end of the day.
Anything else to conclude on community title?
I don't think so. We'll come and check out the community title townhouse that we have in Warriewood today. Open at 1:15.
Boom. Thanks, Anne. See everyone. Take care.